Commissioners, before we get started on this, I'd like to make it clear to you what your actions are under the statute for this particular issue, and clear up maybe some misconceptions that have been, floating around. This is actually a petition to establish a district. It's under Chapter 130.033 of the Texas Education Code, and it requires that 10% of the voters registered in Brazos County sign the petition. But the petition is actually prescribed by Chapter 277 of the Election Code, and we've heard you've heard a number of comments previously that signatures should be acknowledged, things like that. That's a separate part of the Election Code. This is actually governed by Chapter 277 of the Election Code, which does not require certain issues. And I assure you that after your acknowledgement of this petition, it'll be transmitted to our election administrator. She will verify those in accordance with the Election Code, Chapter 277, and the Education Code 130.033, and return those to you. And at that time, she will ask that the commissioners find for either the legality or the illegality of those signatures, and that's specifically stated in Chapter 1 or Section 130.035 of the Education Code. And this is the county commissioner's obligation under this law. It is the duty of the commissioner's court in compliance with Section 130.033, which is the petition to create. You are to first pass upon the legality of the petition and the genuineness of the same, and then forward that petition, so approved, to the coordinating board, Texas College and University System. So your actions in this whole petition issue is, for the most part, ministerial. You will pass based on Trudy's research into the validness of those petition signatures, whether or not it is legal or not. If you determine that it's legal, then you will transmit it to the Texas College and University System Coordinating Board.